I mean, they were responding apparently to issues that their kids had been chucked out of schools and that there was increasing hunger since they can't afford to buy basic necessities. Basically, the whole of the morning of today, they were walking, I think the distance of roughly between 15 and 30, walking to the general office where they intended to make the sit-in. But intercepted along the 4 miles road by police, who then dashed them thoroughly. On the spot, I'm informed they were clothes that were, you know, strewn all over as they were running away for cover. Another group, again, that had managed to get as far as the general office was also intercepted by the police and beaten up.
What happened to the demonstrators who were detained?
They'd been at the police station and they were asked to pay some fine. That should be $20. It should be an admission of guilt, a fine. I want to believe ordinarily that this is a matter that lies squarely in the hands of the board and the state, of course, as a shareholder. It is, so to say, the responsibility of the board to respond appropriately, not just to shareholders, but broader a group of stakeholders. It is also the responsibility of the board to deal with the employees, the customers, the suppliers, and other constituencies in a fair and equitable manner. I want to believe that it is under the instruction of the board that the police got involved in this. Those who ended up at the police station, I hear, were actually picked up at their houses by police who were driving around in several vehicles, about 7 of them. And then those that ended up at the hospital, there are people who were based right in the act of trying to gather at the company offices to press for immediate payment of long overdue wages.